this morning is United States versus Booker.
Good morning. May it please the Court. Brian Fall, Federal Defender Services of Wisconsin, appearing on behalf of Mr. Booker. Mr. Booker complains of two procedural errors this morning, centered around the district court's failure to give consideration to principal sentencing arguments made by counsel. The first, sentencing counsel argued that the district court should consider the fact that when Mr. Booker found the victim, she was already acting as a prostitute. The argument was that the guidelines makes no differential between someone like in this case who essentially goes and employs someone who's already worked as a prostitute versus somebody who was a runaway and has converted into a prostitute. The argument was...
How old was she?
I think she would be 13 or 14 at the time. That's part of the second argument. But at this point, I think the argument was there's a difference in culpability. Obviously, both culpable conduct, but one is more culpable than the other. The district court did comment that on the fact that Mr. Booker found the victim, she was already prostituting herself, but he did not explain how or why that should or did affect the sentence imposed. The second argument that counsel made is that he presented expert opinion from a pediatrician who opined that no layperson could tell whether this person was 21, much less 18. Now, the district court discounted this with a fact that was not in the record and therefore we believe did not give adequate consideration to this factor. How the court discounted this was by noting that Ms. Arnold, who was a co-defendant, noted how inappropriately dressed the victim was.
Had Ms. Arnold been sentenced the day before?
I believe so.
And had Mr. Booker's counsel been present at that?
I do not know, Your Honor. But even given that statement, there's a vagueness to that statement, and I'm not sure how relevant that statement is. When you say she's dressed inappropriately, is it inappropriately for a prostitute? Because that's the situation they found her in. Is it because she was dressed inappropriately for the weather? What makes this lead one? What about the way she was dressed would make one lead one to believe that she was not, as she said she was, 18? On top of that, the district court noted that Mr. Booker asked her, "Are you 18?" And again, I don't think, and discounted the expert testimony based on this, that he must have known that she was under 18 because he asked her these questions. But again, I don't think that discounts the expert opinion, that nobody could tell. In fact, he probably wouldn't be asking those questions if he didn't think she was. He wanted to...
I read this passage of the sentencing transcript as the district court's common sense evaluation of the facts of the case. The co-defendants come upon this young girl, really. There's no other word for it. She's 14 years old. And it's 1:30 in the morning, right? And she's
right.
Walking the street, and she's inappropriately dressed, and she's, you know, selling herself for $50, and they convince her that she can get a lot more if she would only come with them.
Right.
Right? And so the judge is just bringing some common sense to bear on the argument that was being made that, you know, there was an expert pediatrician who said it might have been hard to tell. The judge is entitled to discount that by reference to the facts of the case and the judge's common sense holistic evaluation of those facts. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with discounting it. It's just that the district court never goes to the point of saying, I don't believe that the expert, you know, I don't discount it I discount it because of X, Y, Z. He just mentions that.
It's implicit. That's very clear what the district judge is doing here.
But again, I don't think there's a difference. If she was actually 18 coming, walking on the street, there would have been no difference. I mean, the situation was the same. And the question, you know, this is the only part, based on this crime, the only place that the knowledge of age can come into effect is in the considerations under 3553. Defense counsel is making argument that physiologically it's impossible to tell the difference between this, the victim, and a person who's 18. She was dressed as a prostitute, working at 1:30 in the morning, which also should lead one to believe that she was not 13 or 14 as she was. And just the fact that she asked about the inappropriate clothes, or he asked how old she was, I don't think is enough to combat the expert opinion that you could not tell. It would be virtually impossible for a lay person to determine whether or not she was even 21, much less 18, is what the expert said. And I think that if...
He never asked for any identification, though, did he?
I don't believe so, no. I don't know whether or not she would have had any identification either, whether she was 13 or 18. I don't think that... But what we're asking for here is, it's not whether it's that this court is unable to review the sentence imposed because the district court didn't go through and explicitly accept or reject or comment with due consideration the principal sentencing arguments raised by defense counsel. And for that reason, we'd ask that you remand for resentencing.
Thank you, counsel.
Good morning, everybody. May it please the court. My name is Joseph Wall. I represent the United States in this case, and I handled all the proceedings in this case in front of the district court. It's really two issues in front of the court. I'm going to be brief. The main attack here is essentially that the court, Judge Clavert, did not address two grounds for variance. The first ground being that this child, 14-year-old, was already prostituting when these two, Booker and his prostitute, Holly Arnold, came upon her at 1:30 in the morning. The fact is that the court did specifically and directly address that and agreed with that argument, and saying at appendix page 35 that she was clearly soliciting business on the street corner when they approached her. But the court, in saying that and recognizing that and addressing that, took it a couple steps higher than that and noted that these two, essentially Booker, were elevating her status from a $50 prostitute. And the court said that, appendix page 35, that Booker schooled this child and made it clear to her that what she was selling for $50 could be sold for a lot more. Understand and recall also that the court early on adopted all the findings in the pre-sentence report after the objections were made. And in there, and the court said, I've taken into account all the facts and circumstances of this case. We know that Mr. Booker took this child aside and told her about prostituting and pimping. He told her that he had been pimping for years and had taken Holly Arnold to Texas, California, Las Vegas, and Atlanta. He told her that Holly Arnold had everything she wanted and that this child could have everything that she wanted too. And Holly Arnold also sat down and gave her instructions on prostituting. And, of course, Booker put her on the Internet, again, another level above where she was. So I don't think it's correct to say that the court didn't take into consideration that this child had been prostituting before, if in fact she had. I'm assuming that she had, just for the sake of argument and some of the circumstances here. The second argument is that the court did not consider, it's really an attack, alleging that the court failed to address the argument that Booker thought this child was 18 or more. And the main support of that is this doctor's report, where the doctor looked at a copy of a photograph that was posted on the internet, where the child was completely nude. Again, I disagree here. The court did directly and specifically address the doctor's report, and he said that it might be difficult to tell from looking at her whether she was 14 years of older. That was appendix at page 34. Then the court went on to say a number of things. He said, what you and Miss Arnold said and did suggests strongly that you didn't think she was 18. And then he concluded, in my view, you knew that she was not 18. You quizzed this child about her age. Miss Arnold did too. And again, we know from the facts and from the record that they asked her on the street at the initial encounter 8 separate times how old she was. Now, if you ask a person a question and you believe them, you don't need to ask it a second time or a third time or an eighth time. But they asked 8 separate times how old you are. Are you sure? We also know, and again, the court said I've taken into consideration all the facts and circumstances here, and as the members of the court pointed out here, they did not ask her for any identification, any type of documents. Holly Arnold stated that she found it odd that this child could not carry on an adult conversation. And we know that the Oak Creek police officer who eventually stopped this car that Booker was driving with Holly Arnold in the front seat and this child in the back seat took a look at her and said to himself, she's underage, and found out that neither one of these people were her parents. And he took her out of the car. Now, the court had all those facts in front of it. This statement outside the record that the court made, first of all, I think it's really immaterial, but you may disagree. But if we look at appendix page 34 and shift over to appendix page 35 here, at the bottom of page 34, Judge Clavert has really made his decision regarding the child's age at the end of that paragraph. He says, in fact, in my view, you knew she was not 18. You quizzed this child about her age. Miss Arnold did too. And then he shifts over. And again, one of the members of the court kind of mentioned this. He shifts over to a separate analysis that really doesn't have to do with her age. He's decided. They knew she was under 18. And he talked about how they came upon her. She's inappropriately dressed. She's clearly soliciting. You schooled this child. Now, we're getting into really kind of another issue, and that is she was a young girl, and you guys recruited her. And that's what they're talking about here in the top of appendix page 35. I would submit, and I believe that the court has actually made its decision at the bottom of page 34 on the age, and then just starts talking about, you know, the whole recruitment here. And again, as I said earlier, how they took her to another level from a $50 street prostitute, if she was that, to something that Mr. Booker hoped would be much, much, much more profitable for him. Any questions?
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you.
Something that the court said, and something that, as Mr. Wall's argument goes, we're talking, it seems, about what the court did implicitly. When complaining about a procedural error about the defendant's principal non-frivolous sentencing arguments, I think the district court needs to do more than implicitly overrule them or reject them. It's not that hard for him, for the district court, to put on the record, I understand what your argument is, counsel, I accept it, reject it, or whatever, and move on. The district court didn't do that here. That's why this is procedural error, and that's why this court, this case should be remanded for resentencing.
Thank you, counsel. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement. Can we move to the